Red Podcast.
It's Red Podcast, the marketing podcast for experts. If you've got a message, you want to make people care about it, you want more people to know about it, you want to make money with it, this is the right place. Talk about podcasting, list building, publishing books, broadcast radio, live speaking, anything you can do to get your message out, to get more attention to what you're doing, to build community, to build rapport with people who might like your message, and to get them to like your message. Those are the kind of things that we talk about. I just got back from an event in Nashville, Tennessee called Rockin' Pod. If you're in the music industry and you're doing any kind of media, Rockin' Pod is the place to go. This is where podcasting and internet events are going. They're going into hyper niches. A lot of people ask me, when I'm going to an event, how hard do I push? I don't want to be up in anybody's face about what I do. I don't want to be selling all the time. I want to be respectful of people. Another common question, hey, is it cool if I wear a t-shirt with my company name on it? Here's what I tell people. I did this thing with Def Leppard one time. And Joe Elliott, the singer in the band, he's wearing a Def Leppard t-shirt. And I always tell that story to somebody who asked me that question. I said, look, man, if Joe Elliott, the singer for Def Leppard, can wear his own t-shirt, you can too. It's good to be proud of what you do and where you're from. And you can't assume that people know you. Another funny thing about this event is Joe Elliott's wearing a backstage pass. And just to explain that, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you want to get backstage, if you want to get in certain areas of the venue, you've got to have a pass. This is the singer of the band. Everybody should know him. He's not making any assumptions, or maybe it's a fashion statement. I don't know, but he's got a backstage pass. He didn't want to be hassled. If he can wear a backstage pass and make the assumption that not everybody knows him, you can too. I was at the Rockin' Pod event to do a live taping of my radio show, Music Business Radio, with three MTV broadcasters. One of them, Mark Goodman, one of the original five VJs from MTV. Ricky Rachtman, Headbangers Ball is what he's known for. Matt Pinfield, Matt's done a lot on MTV, probably most known for his time on 120 Minutes. So I interviewed three legendary VJs. Everything went well. After the taping, I'm hanging out. I see my buddy Dave Jackson from School of Podcasting. If you're thinking about podcasting, you want to jump into this, Dave is a great resource. Anyway, he's there. I'm hanging out with him. He's wearing a School of Podcasting t-shirt. And because of that t-shirt, something really cool happened to him. Dave told me this story on my sister podcast, which is called Build a Big Podcast. It's very similar to this podcast. And if you're interested in what I talk about here, but from a podcasting perspective, you're not interested in the books or the live speaking or any of the other things other than podcasting to spread your message, go to bigpodcast.com. You can check it out there. This story by Dave is why you should do two things. One, not be afraid to wear the t-shirt for your company. And two, have a podcast. Check this out.
I had a t-shirt that said the School of Podcasting, but it was like powder blue. And everybody else is like wearing black. And I'm like, surely I have to have a black one. And I couldn't find my shirt. So I'm wearing my own shirt. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a douchebag move or not, but I'm going to wear my own shirt. And I tried to get to Ricky earlier because he has two podcasts on Libsyn and I work for Libsyn. I just wanted to go back and say, hey, thanks for being a customer. I couldn't get to him. His booth was just getting swamped. So I said, hey, I'm going to try again. And I run back because I didn't want to wait till the end because then he's going to be in a hurry trying to get out. And I just walked up to him. And first I said, hey, can I get a Headbangers Ball t-shirt? And he said, sure, fine, great. And I said, oh, while you're getting that, I'm from Libsyn. And I just wanted to say thanks for being a customer. I said, I noticed you haven't put out an episode lately. Do you need any help? And he goes, actually, yeah, my podcast is a bit of a mess. And he said, I'm even listening to that guy pointing at my shirt, which says the School of Podcasting. And he goes, I still can't quite get things going the way I want it to. And I said, well, Ricky, I am that guy. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. He's like, no way. He's like, and he bent over, grabbed his phone. He had an iPhone, fires up Apple Podcasts and shows, there's my show. Like he was just listening to an episode. And I said, I would love to help you with your podcast. And he took his Headbangers Ball t-shirt and goes, here, this is on me. So he didn't charge me for the shirt. And I said, well, I would love to help you. And he said, I'm reaching out. He goes, don't say that because I will, you know, take up on that. And I said, I'm a huge fan. Let's get you organized and get you going. And so he's like, all right. So it was interesting to have somebody go, I listened to your show and then pop out their phone and prove it to you. So that made my day. So that was pretty cool. And I got a free t-shirt. So what more do you want?
That was Dave Jackson from School of Podcasting. Got him a new client. It's a guy that he knows. It's somebody he'd watched for years, all because of two things. One, not being afraid to spread your message. Two, having that podcast that does the pre-work. Dave didn't have to give the guy a big pitch. Ricky already knew who Dave was. So by the time they met, he was in. He knew Dave knew what he was talking about. I'm going to give you two resources if you are interested in podcasting. One of them, Dave Jackson. He's over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Dave is great when it comes to getting you set up on your podcast, getting you organized on your podcast. The very same things he's going to be doing for Ricky Rachtman. To help you spread that podcasting message, I've got something myself at bigpodcast.com. It's spelled just like it sounds, bigpodcast.com. If you go there, I've got some resources for you to get your podcast started, to develop episodes that people care about, to get your episodes out to the world, get more engagement from your audience, and do those pre-sales without even selling. Do what Dave did with Ricky Rachtman. If you're interested in that, bigpodcast.com. While you're there, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, Build a Big Podcast. You'll get the full story from Dave. We'll also give you a review of the three podcasting events that happened in Nashville. So if you're interested in getting into podcasting, it's a great episode to start with. Two great resources, schoolofpodcasting.com, and then my site, bigpodcast.com. I got some more episodes of Red coming up for you. If you want to make sure that you never miss one, let me give you one URL to get all of this. bigpodcast.com/subscribe. bigpodcast.com/subscribe. You can get Red. You can get Build a Big Podcast. I've got some specialty podcasts that will help you just with podcasting. One to help you be a better interviewer. Another to help you do solo podcasts, just like this one right here. And another to help you jumpstart a podcast that you already have that's not doing so well. If you want to get it going again, get it back up to speed, go there. One URL does everything. bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. I'm looking forward to catching up with you on the next episode. So do make sure you subscribe. bigpodcast.com/subscribe. And I'll see you on the next episode of Red Podcast.